Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Team 10 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's all one word, brucecompany.com. Great website. Learn more about Bruce Company. You can also do things like order online, which is a cool feature of the website. Also on Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. The best thing to do, though, stop on and say hello. They'd love to see you at the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And joining us in studio this morning is Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing well. You've got a nice sweater on. It's like sweater weather. Tis the season-ish.
It is, but not for long today because it's supposed to get warm.
Since I get to leave nice and early, I don't have to deal with this stuff. But, you had the kiddos and when they were younger, getting them ready for a day of school on days like this is the worst time of year.
I know, because I don't want to put on coats.
And then you pick them up after school and I have to deal with this. I have to do the inventory.
Oh, sure.
So Christina gives me the rundown. And then when I meet Madsen at the end of the road to walk home, I have to check.
Make sure he's got all his stuff, everything that he left with.
Yes. And the same is true for your garden as well. So at night you're bundling up and in the morning you're opening up. And
it's been okay. I mean, as long as everybody's gotten all their house plants in, I think we're good.
Yeah.
If you've got, my perennial garden's looking a little ragged. So time to prune things back.
Prune.
Just cut things back. Hold off on pruning trees and shrubs for right now.
Okay.
Wait till after they lose their leaves. But you can cut back, I don't know if you've got peonies or daylilies.
Yeah.
Anything that's diseased, that you had some disease, I don't know, powdery mildew or some kind of rust on your daylilies or whatever, you want to dispose of that stuff.
Do not compost.
Yeah, because I think that most home composts don't get hot enough to kill off all those organisms. So get rid of that stuff.
If you've got a question, maybe something in the garden you're saying, should I keep or should I cut? Or thinking about other questions, of course, this time of year.
Moving stuff around.
Yeah. Or ways to add some fall color. Great opportunity right now.
Good questions.
608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Again, the website, brucecompany.com, located right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That is where you will find the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company. You mentioned compost getting hot. I remember when I was a kid, Waukesha, where I grew up, they used to have they do Christmas tree pickup days and they drive around town and pick them up on. They do the same thing in most municipalities. The only reason I remember when I was a kid was they would pile them all up in this field by a friend of mine's house, and literally all winter long they would steam and smoke because they'd get so hot as those pine trees.
I once saw a pallet of old sod actually catch on fire.
Ignite. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of activity.
Yeah, and that'll definitely kill any spores. So let's talk about one of the cool things about the Bruce Company is you have so much fun stuff. Obviously, the store itself, always fun to get in, doesn't matter what time of year.
I think it's especially fun now because there's a lot of Christmas stuff going on.
You got the Christmas stuff rolling out, and you've got Fall Fest too coming up, don't you?
We do, and Fall Fest is one of my faves. Mm-hmm. This is our 10th Fall Fest. We've had the petting zoo for longer than that, but it used to be way back in the day in the spring.
Mm.
Not that anyone can remember anymore.
I was going to say, we're thinking too far back there.
That's... I know. But now it's in the fall, and so Fall Fest is so much fun because there are all those cute animals that you can pet and feed, and there are lots of activities for the family, and everything's free. Except if you want to feed the animals, there is a donation for a little cup of livestock kibble. And then that goes to Geo's Garden.
Oh, which is so cool.
Yes. And then this year, for the first time, we are having some food trucks. And so some local, and I hear there's a rib place that's on tap coming. And then I think some Tex-Mex food.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can't go wrong with either of those options. So with that, too, and I think one of the other really neat things that happens during Fall Fest is you mentioned some of the local food vendors out there. And it's kind of that official kickoff, I think, for a lot of families to kind of get out and really get their fall and Halloween juices flowing, painting pumpkins.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah.
Does that cost anything,
really,
by the way?
Pardon?
Does it cost anything to paint a pumpkin?
No.
Whoa.
All the activities are free. So face painter, balloon guy, balloon twisty guy, painting the pumpkins, looking at little adorable mini goats. All that stuff is free. Like I said, you'll have to, if you want to feed the animals, there is a small charge. I think it's $1 a cup for some kibble. That goes to charity. Then, of course, the food vendors will be charging whatever their rates are. So, but it'll be fun because you can feed the baby animals, and then you can feed your own baby animals.
Exactly. Right, coming up on the 8th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. A lot of fun for everybody. Again, Family Fall Fest, 10th year, I do believe, if I read your website properly and correctly. 10th year of Family Fall Fest on the 8th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Phone line open for you. Also, if you've got a question for Lisa, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Got a bunch of other events as well taking place at the Bruce Company. We'll get into that. We'll talk. I haven't asked Lisa about the weather yet. We'll definitely get into the weather.
We know I have opinions about the weather.
Yes, we do know that for sure. We'll get that. We'll take your call next. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by the Bruce Company, joined in studio by Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Don't forget, you can learn more about the Bruce Company, also make orders online and see what all the great stuff they've got going on at the Bruce Company on their website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. If you're cool, like everybody seems to be these days on that social media stuff, find them there as well. The Bruce Company, you can follow along live. You can see Lisa doing yoga with a pumpkin on her head.
Well, it's a gourd.
A gourd.
A turban squash.
It's a smaller.
It would be funny, and you know, I was kind of punchy.
I believe it. So you can see Lisa with that. You know, months of decorating the Christmas trees will make you a little punchy.
Yeah, by Friday I'm a little punchy.
So check that out on the Bruce Company's Facebook page and social media. Just type in The Bruce Company. If you've got a question for Lisa, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Also, you can always stop on in, say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street is where you will find the Middleton Gardens under the Bruce Company. And Lisa, talking about events, we talked about Fall Fest. Got an artisan fair coming up as well. Do you spell that with an E?
I spell it with an E.
Okay.
I like it. I don't know. It's a little contrived, but I don't care.
Well, with the Packers playing in London this weekend, it's very appropriate.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We could call it Ye Olde Artisan Fair. Yes.
So what's all, for people who have not been,
we had one this spring. Mm-hmm. And it was super successful, and we promised you all that we would do another one. So we are.
Yes.
So it's the 22nd, and partially in the greenhouse, partially under the atrium, we've got about 30 vendors, which is double what we had in the spring, because we have the outside space, and it's not winter. So so we're super excited about it. So we'll be, you know, watching Facebook in the next couple of weeks because we'll start putting some bios of some of the artisans who are coming.
Oh,
and
nice.
There'll be some are food people, jewelry, pottery, photography, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that should be fantastic.
Yes.
We'll keep you posted and updated as more info is released, more details. What date do I have to mark my calendar
for? It is the 22nd from 11 to 4.
10-22 from 11 to 4 p.m.
It was super fun.
It's such a cool thing, too.
Yeah. I, you know, discovered some, like, a super great local spice spice company. They do their own spice mixes. And called the Deliciouser, which is really good. I know. So, and there was a, so I'm not, I haven't seen the slate of everybody who's coming.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
Linda has that, but I will have more information next week.
Radio Geeks would say stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, follow on Facebook. Speaking of, you mentioned we are into autumn, fall right now.
We are.
Proper term for it is, I do believe autumn is the... weather, what's going on? So these are those kind of days where it's a little of this, a little of that.
We had a discussion before we went on air about what exactly was Indian summer,
yes.
Which I have always thought was a period of nice weather after a period of really cold weather.
So did I.
So that would mm-hmm. feel like this is going to be an Indian summer kind of week.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual dictionary definition is a period of dry and warm weather in late autumn. Which I don't really think we're late autumn
yet. Yeah, we're not quite.
Kind of, maybe you could make a case that it's mid. But still, I'm going to go with my earlier, my own earlier personal thoughts.
I like it. It's a good opportunity, as you mentioned earlier, too, to kind of start getting things cleaned up and, you know, the garden, getting some of that dead and dying stuff out of there. And
I'm always so busy in the spring mm-hmm. between all the other gardening stuff that you have to do and just... my life in general, spring in a garden center is a very busy time.
Yeah.
So it's good to get some of those jobs done in the fall if you mm-hmm. can. And also, you know, it's soon to be bulb planting time. I think that the ground is still warm, but overall the air is cooling and the ground is starting to cool a little bit. So I think you could go in and put in tulips and daffs and allium and all that kind of stuff. So... you could have some really beautiful bulbs for next spring. I've got a pile of them in my house to plant.
I learned from the Bruce Company's Facebook page that it's Squirrel Appreciation Month. How do you protect those bulbs from those squirrels?
Well, so if you, there are bulbs that squirrels and other wildlife do not really eat. So we're talking things like allium, which are very popular, daffs.
Oh, they don't like daffodils.
They do not like daffodils. There's something a little toxic about the bulbs, so they're going to leave those alone.
Okay.
Also, fritillaria, which are a really unusual bulb. You need good drainage. There's one called Crown Imperial that has this amazing flower. You all should Google it. It's gorgeous. But if you're planting tulips and crocus and that kind of stuff, so first of all, do a good cleanup because I think in my head... those tulip husks are like breadcrumbs.
Mm.
You know, hey, look, we've been doing something here.
Something's here.
But the other thing you can do is if you get a just a piece of chicken wire or some mesh or something and put that down over that planting area after you've planted, then the squirrels can't get through. And that's a really simple, low-tech barrier method.
It's a way to frustrate the squirrels as well.
Yes.
They start and then they realize, oh, crud.
And if you're using something bigger like chicken wire where it's got, you know, some kind of sizable holes, then you could just put the mulch over it and then you can just leave it there because the holes are big enough that the bulbs will come up through it and then you can just leave them there.
Oh, that's really cool. As you put on your Facebook page as well, of course, with the Squirrel National Squirrel Appreciation Month or something like that.
I know. Squirrels need a whole month to be appreciated, apparently.
Well, which I know you ask on your Facebook.
Are you pro-squirrel or anti?
Let's
pro or anti. Do you see them as entertainers?
Yes.
Or do you see them as like birdseed robbers?
I think they're fantastic. You know, what's funny is there was a time where squirrels in North America, the United States specifically, were nearly extinct and they imported them from Canada and they would put them in, you know, like as part of the new urbanization and addition of parks, they would reintroduce these squirrels from Canada and people would sit around for, this was their entertainment, just watching the squirrels be squirrels.
I went to school in Ann Arbor.
It's still an entertainment, really.
Yeah. I went to school in Ann Arbor, and the squirrels on the Diag, which was the center of campus, as mm-hmm. we called it, the squirrels were kind of tame. They would eat out of your hand.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And we had those teeny tiny little, there's a little the little red ones, yeah. I think, up in Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah.
And they're super territorial, so they kept all the big gray ones away from the feeders. So I love them. I did not begrudge them very much seed because they were small. But
there's a fascinating, and we're going way off topic, I'll bring this up. If anybody gets a chance, it was Nature on PBS, a whole thing on squirrels. And they're just, as far as creatures, they're just fascinating. So,
yes, super flexible.
Yes, yeah. They make cats look clumsy.
they kind of do. You're right.
So check that out again. It is Squirrel Appreciation Month. And if you don't like the squirrels, and if you when it comes to feeding birds, I can see that you guys at the Bruce Company have some. It's a win-win. So you're preserving your birds' feed, but you're also getting that entertainment value.
Oh, that's true, because you're talking about the Yankee Flipper.
Yes,
so there are squirrel feeders on the market that have springs or the perches hinge so that when the birds, which are super light, are on them, there's no change, but squirrels, it'll pull them down. But the Yankee Flipper by Droll Yankee has got like a little motor on it, and when the squirrels like climb up on the bottom perch, it starts spinning around. And it's really funny. And there are some really good videos out there. No squirrels were harmed in the making of those videos, but yes.
Yeah, they're graceful. When they finally go off those things, they're ejected, but it's a graceful kind of.
There you go. Graceful ejection.
It's hard to hurt a squirrel, I don't.
Yeah.
As far as playing them places.
Yeah, exactly. So fantastic stuff at the Bruce Company. Get on in. They'd love to see you. Don't forget, of course, Fall Fest coming up on the 8th.
Yes. Saturday.
Saturday.
Come and pet a mini goat.
A mini goat. Oh, they're the best.
Pet a mini goat. Mini goats are adorable.
Say hi to Lisa. Say hi to everybody and have a good time. Free family fun again at the Middleton Gardens at the Bruce Company, 2830 Parman Street. 2830 Parman Street. Online, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy this beautiful day.
You as well, Sean.
John from Troll Bites. He comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.